jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. We are once again on Saturday night, 9 o'clock, jumping in with myself, H, and Chris, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is indeed. A long weekend, Timble Day, and the summer holidays beckoning. What could be better, except for perhaps an hour in the company of the Brothers Jazz with, as you said, some of the best modern and contemporary sounds around. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In. And I know what you're thinking. With all the special shows the boys have been producing recently, what's special about this week's show? Well, like all the others, the music, of course. And as the Manx Parliament head for their summer recess and the run-up to the elections begins, what's been getting your vote this week, H, or is it a petition of volience?
You might well ask. Nightmare on Elm Street. Short and sweet, I'm going to have a squint, I'm going to ask, who are you, and I'll have a birthday boy.
And for me, a retired rodent, a perfect picture, a little piece of a distant memory, and to be right on trend with this week's hot topic, we'll start with a piece from the Christine Jensen Orchestra. And no, not as you said, Nightmare on Elm Street, but you're close. Here's Tree Lines.
Thank you.
perhaps unfairly overshadowed by her big sister Ingrid, saxophonist Christina, some half a dozen recordings in her own name, Habitat being the second outing for a big band. And strangely, the track we just heard, Tree Lines, was the title of her first album. Perhaps the composition wasn't ready in time. However, like its predecessor, the recording has garnered many awards and hopefully brought her stunning composition and arranging to a wider audience than the Canadian home crowd, and features both sisters, Ingrid on trumpet and, of course, Christine on saxophone. I can highly recommend this, and indeed the other sisters' work, including their most recently jointly released project, Infinitude, which I featured about a month ago, I think, on the show.
Indeed, very fine sound, and yes, very reminiscent of Maria Schneider, and none the worse for that. You're listening to Jumping In with H and Chris. All the best sounds in modern contemporary jazz. This one just out on the Blue Note label, Julian Large. He's had one or two out. He's not the name that's sort of up there, but never perhaps hitting the headlines like your sort of your Brad Meldows and your Jeremy Peltz and such like. At least not in my book. He's certainly been playing. He's playing very well. He's lauded by a lot of his peers. A fine guitar player. Here he is on his latest in a trio setting with Jorge Roda on bass and Dave King. He, of course, of Bad Plus fame on the drums with a track called Familiar.
And all being well, he will be at this year's London Jazz Festival.
Just well, we're had to hoping, get in there. Yeah, we're hoping. Yeah,
hoping. Hoping we will too.
Well, hoping it goes ahead and hoping we get there. Hoping we get there as well. Here's one called Familiar Flower. Thank you. ending for that one. Familiar Flower, it is called, and it is on Blue Note. The album's called Squint. It's his most recent one. We were just looking before. He's been around, again, like I said, for a good 10, 11, 12 years. Certainly since 2009, we were looking, possibly before that. A child prodigy, I was noticing, in that he was the subject in 1996 of a short documentary film, Jules at 8. At 12, he performed at the 2000 Grammy Awards and 3 years later became a faculty member of the Stanford Jazz Workshop at Stanford University. You get the gist. He's quite good. You might have picked it up from that track there as well. Very good indeed. Worth checking that one out. Blue Note really hitting a sort of something of a good streak at the moment. And we're still a winning streak, some cracking stuff coming out of them. And of course, Melissa Eldana, the Chilean tenor sax supremo, is signed to Blue Note. Looking forward to hearing her new one due out. I think it is next year, 2022. If memory serves correct. Julian on guitar on that one. Dave King, like I said, taking a break from Bad Plus, but he crops up in other settings here and there on drums. Jorge Roda at the bass.
Sounds like we need to pull our fingers out then, doesn't it?
Eight years old.
Now, regular listeners will know that from time to time we've put together shows to celebrate jazz musicians from a particular country or region, and it was whilst putting together the Australia feature I came across trumpet and flugel player Nadia Nuudhuis. Now, you may gather that doesn't sound like an awfully Australian name, but while she was born and raised in Australia, she's been resident in New York since 2003. And as we mentioned earlier, but she is a member of the Maria Schneider Orchestra and Darcy James Argue Secret Society and the Anat Cohen Tentet. Her recent release, Indigo, however, it's a, for me, a very compelling and intimate selection of duets with synthesist and vibes player James Shipp. Here's Old Mouse. Thank you. trumpeter and flugel player Nadia Nordhus with synth and vibes man James Ship with Old Mouse from their recent release Indigo. Nadia said, in fact, on notes on her debut album, "This album sounds especially good with a nice pair of headphones, a bottle of Malbec, and possibly some Brie." Well, you can substitute the consumables, but I'd say that's generally good advice for a peaceful but still swinging Saturday night in with Jumping In on Manx Radio.
Hear, hear. I like the idea of the Malbec as well, and the cheese.
Nice.
Birthday boy, I said. It's not actually today, but I spotted it just a little bit earlier in the week, and I thought, oh, we haven't played him for a long time, and I've always been a bit of a fan of his work. Always sort of stuff that needs to be listened to. You can't just sort of sit back and relax, necessarily. I'm talking about the piano work of Andrew Hill. Sadly, no longer with us. He passed away in April 2017, but I think he would have been about 1931, I believe he was born, and June the 30th, his birthday has just passed in the last week. Always interesting, like I say, could be spiky, could be quite impenetrable at times, and sort of didn't soften off, as is sometimes the case, as people get older, you know, their sort of music perhaps becomes a little softer, becomes more accessible. I think he stayed true to his art right towards the end. Started out very early. Earl Hines was an early encourager of his talent. Not a bad way to start, is it? Lots of albums to choose from. I could have gone some really big ones. I went for one of his latter ones, Timelines, and here's a track called Smooth. Thank you. Great stuff. I do enjoy that. Smooth. Andrew Hill, our birthday. He would have been 90 years old just earlier this week. Sadly, like I said, died a few years ago. But lots of recorded legacy to enjoy of his music. At Dusk, his album, I almost chose that one, actually. Best album of 2001, according to Downbeat and Jazz Times. He got the Jazz Power Prize in 2003, and then because so there was more attention on him, he did suddenly come back into the limelight, having always been in the shadows somewhat, and brought this one out, Timelines, in February 2006. And his final public performance, not that long later, only about a year later in 2007 in Trinity Church, New York City. Worth checking out again as well, indeed. Andrew Hill on piano, Greg Tardy on tenor saxophones and clarinet. Charles Tolliver, who played a lot with him over the years on trumpet. John Herbert on bass, Eric McPherson drums.
And the early ones like Point of Departure or Pax, we were just discussing while I was playing there, well worth digging out too, with people like Joe Henderson, Freddie Hubbard, Joe Chambers, etc.
Tony Williams as well.
Yes, Tony Williams, great stuff. Speaking of Tony Williams, another drummer's album now, Ari Hunig, long been a favourite of ours, and notably his quartet albums, which have generally featured whoever the up-and-coming New York pianist is at the moment at the heart of the rhythm section. Well, Burt's Playground has no pianists and pretty much two double quartets featuring sax masters Chris Potter and Will Vinson, bassists Matt Penman and Orlando LaFleming, guitarist Jonathan Kreisberg, and on this track, which is just a trio, having said all that, guitarist Gilad Hexelman, charging the way through the changes on The Way You Look Tonight. Thank you. You know, he's got an entire album of drum solos where he plays all the melodies on the drums.
He tunes the tom-toms, doesn't he? Yeah, and so rather than just sort of playing the rhythm, he plays the melodies on the toms,
doesn't he? He's a fantastic drummer, and every one of his records has pulled together great groups of musicians. Actually, quite laid back for Gilead Hexelman, but that's Jerome Kern's The Way You Look Tonight, of course, originally written for the 1936 Fred Astaire film Swing Time, and a very energetic workout there. Gilead Hexelman on guitar, Orlando Le Fleming on the bass, and the irrepressible Ari Hunig on the drums.
Yes, fine player indeed. I'd like to see him in a live setting at some stage, should I ever get to New York again, which at the moment isn't looking very likely. Fingers crossed. It is Jumping In, Chris and myself, H, with you. This one that I picked up on, I actually heard on J to Z, Joel Ross, a fine vibes player. He's got another new one out. He's got a couple out. He had The Kingmaker, which had fantastic reviews a while back, and his latest is called Who Are You? A man of wonderful hats and great dreadlocks, and a fine vibes player as well. Track from this album, it's called More.
Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Loving that chord hanging in the air at the end. Track called Him, Nick Ram. at the piano from an album actually under the name of the saxophone player on that one, Vaughan Hawthorne Nelson. Obviously didn't actually feature on that one, it has to be said. Maybe he'll keep that in the bag and play a bit of Vaughan. He's one of those players that was hotly tipped and sort of, he's still knocking round, but I don't know, I haven't seen him for a long time. Tipped to sort of reach the top and become a big name. Very fine player, but I think he does more education. And anyway, that's a nice one. The album's called The Gift, and that's under Vaughan's name. And your twofer there before that was a recent release from Joel Ross. We're having a look. I think he's actually only got the two out, The Kingmaker and Who Are You? Again, on Blue Note, a fine young vibes player. A track called More, with Joel on a vibraphone, Emmanuel Wilkins on alto, Jeremy Curran piano, Kanawa Medenhall on bass, and Jeremy Dutton at the drums. And it does actually rather remind me, and he was with the producer, interestingly enough. I thought he might have played Walter Smith III. Doesn't actually feature on that track. He was actually in production duties, though, and it does have a feel about some of the Walter Smith albums as well.
Well, he's on the Walter Smith albums. That could possibly be it. Yeah. He's on the In Common albums. But that's about it for this week's Jumping In. Just about got time from a track from Belgian piano trio De Baron Geeren, one of the more unusual sounding groups around. For their 10th anniversary in 2019, they released Bruinsgebuzz, an eclectic collection of 10 short vignettes. The Bruinsgebuzzes, as they're called, are small nostalgic pieces of music, invitations to long-gone memories. But don't forget, we'll be back next week.
We most certainly will. And in weeks to come, we still have a Tommy Smith special to bring you, and also the Swiss piano maestro Nick Bech.
And more after that. Time to go. Bye for now.
Be good.